What's up, you guys? It's Jayla
and Ashley, and we're back, y'all. I know it's been a minute.
It's been forever. How long has it been since we posted our last episode?
Like
a month, maybe
two? Almost two.
It's been a while. We have been just juggling a lot of stuff, you know, trying to get everything together and just make sure that we do the necessary things to ensure that our podcast is successful, taking advantage of the resources that we are able to take advantage of. So it's been a lot, y'all. We've been trying to do the damn thing.
And y'all know niggas ain't perfect, but we try. We're back, and we're here to give you the best podcast possible.
With topics that we can just, that either we don't talk about enough or that we just feel need more personal testimonies. Simple.
We're creating a safe space for our homies and honeys.
Always.
So, something that's very important, I see a lot of times on social media, people going back and forth about millennials and people nowadays will never understand, So we just need to break the barrier and open the communication and explain what a millennial is and what the difference is between a millennial and a Generation Y.
Okay, so first question, what is a millennial? Like, everybody's so quick to, oh, I'm a millennial, or these millennials are lazy, or da-da-da-da.
You automatically assume it's like 80s, 90s, that's the millennial.
What's the millennial? Exactly, 80s, 90s. So people in our age range, 90s, late 90 babies, sweet pea, you're not a millennial. I hate to bust your bubble, but you're not a millennial. You are considered a Generation Y.
And it's okay, it's a good thing. What's a Generation Y?
So a Generation Y, well, for starters, they are categorized as being hardworking, being ambitious, making, you know, do what it do and making sure that they're getting their business handled. So I feel like, one, you should want to be considered a Generation Y. Right. Instead of a millennial, is, you know, if you really are a Generation Y, because for one, you know, like I said, society looks at millennials as lazy and spoiled, and you know, they're just not as driven, to say the least, as Generation Y. I don't mean to knock millennials, and of course they're not all millennials are like that, but generally speaking, that is just how they're viewed.
And you know, Generation Y, we're, so to speak, leading like the revolution. We're leading the movements.
Breaking
we're
the
pressing
barriers.
For these changes. Right.
Yes, definitely.
And I think millennials are the children of, and it's so crazy, especially Black people, we understand, like, a lot of millennials are the children of parents who grew up in the Jim Crow or post-Jim Crow era. So
yes.
I think that comfort in, okay, it's no more segregation, like, we all mingling and mixing, I think that also has contributed, like, to their comfort. And that's why they get kind of like the lazy rap. And now here we are nowadays trying to pick up where we, so to speak, left off. You have teenagers who are like protesting and out here speaking against gun violence and things like that. So be proud to my late 90s babies to be
Definitely.
Generation Y, because we in this thing.
Started Definitely. It. By the way, though, the parents of millennials are considered Generation X. So when I was being explained about it, well, explained to about it, it was made known to me that, so Generation X felt like they had to like spoil and protect their kids and kind of just overly nurture them. And that's what kind of, you know, made them so spoiled or lazy or however, you know, society views them. Whereas Generation Y, where we come into play, like you said, the times are different. So what they went through isn't all of what we're going through. So definitely different time.
Right.
You got media, social media, and everything else that kind of plays a part into that. Different laws that have been passed since then. So the access and ability to fight these social norms that have been instilled for years and decades and centuries, you know, they're more attainable with, you know, the life that we live in now.
Exactly.
With things not being as segregated and, you know, discrimination not being as overt. But I definitely am thankful for, because I used to, like, fairly recently always would say I wish I grew up in, like, the early 90s, late
right.
80s, so I could have kind of experienced different, you know, things within history. But honestly, I'm glad that I didn't, because,
right.
like you said, like, we have the ability to do so much more, and we're the ones that's kind of, you know, leading each other or leading the pack,
definitely.
So to speak,
to implement these changes. So I'm definitely glad for the time frame. Yeah.
That and I was we, born. So to speak, have to grow up tougher, I think, than a lot of the millennials have had to, because we do have, like you said, social media. It is definitely a lot more dangerous for children or even young adults coming up. It's becoming a crazy world out there. It's crazy.
It is. It's so violent. Quick. Like how people can get caught up in some mess just from someone's, you know, posting on social media. So even with this whole ice cream situation, people licking ice cream and posting it, getting caught. The whole ASAP Rocky thing, fighting, got caught. Like, it's really crazy how quick things can transpire with social media and because of social media. So I think that's very, very crazy. And as we speak about social media, you know, bullying, cyberbullying is what it's formerly known as, is a really, really big, just a really big problem. And I feel like
it's a plague. It's literally, I read a report that suicide now is at the peak it's ever been in, like, 2 decades.
Really?
Yes. Especially in boys of color, young Black boys. Like, the suicide rate is crazy high. Mm-hmm. And it's sad, and a lot of it is tied to social media. Mm-hmm.
And you know, men tend to commit suicide in a lot more gruesome way compared to women. And, you know, just the thought of that, and you saying that the numbers being, you know, at an all-time high is just so heartbreaking. It really is. I think, I don't know, I feel like, for one, society is constructed. It's socially constructed. Yeah. How we, you know, socialize and how we interact with one another is all, you know, just micromanaged by somebody, by some group of people, by some institution, by some, you know, something. So I feel like, you know, when people say, oh, I need to take a break from social media, I feel like that's super duper important, because
learning how to detach
definitely is very vital in this day and age, because it's so easy to just get caught up. And even in a lot of times, some people, you know, don't even realize that they're getting caught up. They may, you know, change the way they may dress, or may change the way they may do something, and not realize that they're conforming to what they see on social media. So I think
it forms,
you
like
really
a lot
gotta
of
have
bad
a strong
habits.
Mind and not take everything in, you know, that you see on social media.
And it's hard, especially when you're a kid who's at an impressionable age, and you look at social media and you're like,
damn, I want to be like that, or right. I need to be like that so I can have whatever. But I think that is easier said than done, and I feel like it comes with growth and time. But if you're able to learn that at a young age, definitely embrace that. And you know, don't fight that, because it's hard. It really is, especially like if you're like less fortunate and, you know, you don't have as much as you see most people on social media. So that may I don't want to say inspire, but
it definitely encourages behavior.
For you to engage in some type of behavior to get those things, or to be in that on that status or
and
that level.
Obsess about it. It's that need to like be in competition, that need to compare yourself to someone else. And you have to think about it. The first thing you do when you get up in the morning is, let me check Instagram. Let me check the shade room. That is a sign that you need to detach, relax, relate, release. Let go of Instagram or let go of Twitter. There's a lot of people who, when something happens, something good, something bad, we run to Twitter instead of going and talking to a friend.
Yes, that is a big thing. I had that problem in my last relationship. He would always go to social media to post issues. And that, when I tell you, like, just, oh my goodness, it just really annoyed the hell out of me. It really did, because it's like, dog, like, why are we putting our issues on social for the world, or, you know, for your followers? Just no, that's not how we get down. We handle that behind closed doors. We don't do that. So definitely,
exactly. And that's dangerous.
It's not just females that
dependent
do that.
On that. Mm-hmm. What happens when you no longer have that audience? Like, when people stop tuning into your tweets, then what happened? Because now you've detached yourself from people. You're relying on social media to empathize with you or to engage with you. So what happens when that's gone? Now I feel like there's nobody there. Then thoughts come into your mind. It can just be a really dangerous thing. So definitely a mental health tip, put your phone down.
Yeah, usually when I wake up in the morning, I have a bunch of messages and stuff, so I don't shoot to social media, but I do still check it, you know, after I'm done checking, like, my email and, you know, messages and stuff like that. So I definitely need to take a day and just not, like, and I was actually thinking about that earlier today, how I really just want to take a day and just not be on social media at all for the whole day. Not check it, not post, not do anything. So I don't know how or when I'm going to do that, but it's definitely a goal. Definitely a goal. But also, like I said, speaking of the bullying and the cyberbullying that goes on so much, we have a suicide hotline number.
Yes.
For anyone listening, for anyone that knows someone else that may be going through this issue, the number is 800-784-2433. So definitely, if you know anyone, if you, or whatever the case may be, know someone that is going through bullying or being bullied, or even if you're a bully and you, you know, may, because I know people say hurt people. So
definitely.
If you notice that in yourself and you feel like you are, you know, causing harm or causing, you know, just ill feeling.
Misery.
Yeah, misery onto other people.
And
call
you them
to.
Acknowledge it, you want the help.
Definitely. So we also have a crisis hotline for depression and bullying. So for our depression hotline, you can text ANSWER to 839-683. Text ANSWER. Thank you. And then for the bullying hotline, text HELLO to 741-741. So yeah, if you think you're a bully, please call those hotlines or text that that message, because words are powerful. And you don't know what you can say to somebody that could, you know, push them over the edge. So definitely do some soul searching if you think you may fall into that category. And do some,
and there's,
you
nothing
know,
wrong with
check
that.
Yourself. Boo.
Acknowledging it and improving.
Exactly.
There's a lot of things at our disposal on social media. You can find anything. So that also means there are ways that you can seek rehabilitation and seek help. So
Do that.
I was definitely finna say. But something that is constant when we're talking about bullying, and I want to focus in on the honeys, our gorgeous queens, black women. And I feel like the men can definitely relate to this too, but I really want to highlight my queens, the honeys, natural hair appreciation.
Boom!
That is such a big trend right now. But I feel like it's a double-edged sword, because as much as we see people appreciating it, it almost feels like a trend.
Yeah.
Like you appreciate it because that's what's in right now.
Mm-hmm.
But do we really appreciate natural hair? Do we really appreciate 3A to 4C hair?
Exactly. I think, no. I don't think we do. Even people within our culture or in our, you know, community and our society, as far as like African Americans and people who are outside of that, no, not enough. We do have some people that appreciate it, but I feel like we don't have it enough. I feel like, of course, like the looser textures are praised more, are, you know, preferred over 4B and C, as far as when even men are wanting to, you know, have children, when they're thinking about having children, they instantly think of a woman and her skin tone and her
good hair.
Mm-hmm. And then even for females and friends and who they choose to be their friends and who they consider to be beautiful and who can roll in their, you know, posse or whatever the case may be. So yeah, no, I don't think we appreciate it enough. I think that society has normalized straight hair so much that it's caused a rift within our own community.
Definitely.
So we even like when we, how we have colorism within our own community, same thing with the hair, how, you know, a lot of females, there was a comment apparently that Queen Naja had made about, you know, girls with nappy hair.
Well, that definitely has an effect on why a lot of people on social media go in on her. I didn't see the video, but I did see her, I think it was kind of like her explanation, I guess you could say, of what she was saying and why she said it. Apparently, in the original video, she mentioned to her then husband that when she was in school, she used to be picked on by girls. And she said, you know, I think it was something like, you know, the kind of girls who picked on me, like the girls with nappy hair. It was always the girls with nappy hair. So a lot of people took that And they were like, so what are you trying to say? And it's interesting because even now when you see her posted on blogs, people always say, like, she's a colorist. Like, we don't like her. Da-da-da-da-da. She's canceled. And I personally don't look into, like, YouTube couples like that. So I don't know much about her. But from what... And maybe I need to do more research before I give my opinion. But I don't know. Is she black? that's the first question. Is she black? I need to understand.
I'm screaming. I think she considers herself black. I think she does.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know, like, what her parents, you know, what their race or ethnicity is. But, yeah, I don't like that. So, I have 4C hair. Mm-hmm. I love my texture, okay? So, if somebody calls my hair nappy, I take that as a compliment. Because right. I feel like I'm closer to my, you know, to my people, to my roots.
Say that.
Okay, to my Kinta Kunte. Like, yes, I would gladly take on that title with no question. But for others, it's not as easy. So mm-hmm. I think, honestly, I feel like people, this is my view. This is how I feel like. This is how I feel like I get through life then. For the most part, I kind of stay out of drama or stay out of, like, the he say, she say, or somebody's talking. I don't really care for all of that. And, you know, I pretty much am a really, you know, easygoing person, so I don't really have much conflict in my life. So I haven't really had to deal with the whole, oh, she, you know, she don't like me, or people, you know, praying for my downfall, you know, talking. Not really. So I just embrace what God has given me. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with me. Of course, there's certain things wrong with you, but when I say that, I mean physically. Like, I'm content with how I am, how I look, what my hair is like, and, you know, that doesn't really faze me personally. But like I said, not everybody's like that. So I don't know. I think
it has to depend, like, on your support system.
Yeah.
It also depends on how deeply white supremacy has infiltrated your life. Because a lot of people, I feel like, have the relationship with natural hair like they do because
of how
we've been told.
Yeah.
Your hair is not good.
Yeah.
That's why we have this good hair debate all the time on social media. Your hair is not good. Right. So mm-hmm. this is what you need to do. I'm going to sell you this beauty product that's going to make your hair desirable to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have women who relax their hair or straighten their hair beyond, you know, healthy measures, because they're being told that their blackness isn't enough.
Mm-hmm. Or it's not acceptable. It's not good enough. It's not beautiful enough. It's not
exactly,
you know, whatever.
And now we see people trying to combat that and try to revolt against that,
which
be like, no, I'm very happy with the roots that grow out of my hair.
Yeah.
And I think that's for me, because I didn't grow up in a home where I felt bad for my natural hair. I always had crazy shrinkage and I didn't like that, and I didn't like how hard it was to tame my hair. My hair is like a 4B 4C. And I think my frustration with my hair didn't come from how white people or other people looked at my hair. It was like my own challenges with my hair, trying to find the product that works when it's straight, trying to find the product that works when it's natural. And even now wearing braids, I'm trying to find out how to do my hair with braids, because this is very new. So I think it's important just for people to look at, and I always say, like, reflect. Why do you feel the way you feel about this?
Yeah. What's contributed to you feeling the way you feel? You start there, then you can work out the problem of how to overcome that feeling of, you know, being inferior, really, is what it boils down to, ultimately. So I think, yeah, definitely trying to find the root of the problem and why you feel the way you feel will help you, you know, solve that issue.
Definitely.
I definitely think, you know, just being a part of different different types of, whether it's in the community, whether it's in your church, whether it's at school, whether it's at your job, however, you know, however, wherever it may be, trying to just find ways to implement pro-black women, whether that's just how you dress, whether that's the conversations you have with other people, whether it's, you know, books that you're reading, shows that you're watching, everything that you do plays a role into how you socialize. So I feel like if people, you know, kind of are a little bit more aware of that, then how they, view other people, how they interpret other people's, you know, beliefs or customs or whatever the case may be, you know, will be a little bit more level and fair across the board, because you're, you know, taking a step outside your own thinking to, you know, just take in other people's perspective. That's where we lack the ball at in this country, is that we are so stuck into how we see things or how things once was, that we don't want to, you know, leave that type of thinking. And that's not how the universe works. We are a continuous universe. And same thing, like how trends come in and out of style.
Right.
It's just a rotation. So it's like, instead of you being stuck in this time frame, rotate like the world does. And, you know, be open to different ideas and different ways of thinking.
And it's fear. We talk about fear a lot. I feel like people fear what they don't understand.
100%.
And what they don't understand, they judge to the bone. Like, you think it was judgment day, the way that they go in.
Yeah.
But listen to Black women. Support Black women. And that is all Black women of all hair textures, all skin colors.
Yeah.
I'm really getting tired of this good hair debate. Every time I hear about it, I'm just like,
shut the fuck up.
Honestly?
That's honestly, like, and I was going to say I try not to cuss, but I'm lying. I would be lying if I said that. I cuss way too much. But, like, shut the F up. Like, stop. Chill. Because, because the more people engage into it and promote it, the more you're dividing us. The more you're, you know, causing division. And I don't think either people just don't care or people don't think about that. But either way, it's hurting our community. And people need to also get that racist people, because I don't want to say just white people are racist, even though technically they're the only ones that can be considered racist. But there are other, you know, races and ethnicities that are prejudiced against Blacks. So I feel like, being that we have so much against us, so many people, so many things, so many, you know, boundaries against us, why do we insist on causing havoc and chaos within our own community?
Because it's definitely been,
you know,
put, like, in our mindset.
And it's ridiculous. So it's like, you know, if I just really want us to just unify, come together more, do more things together, I promise y'all, we will be just...
And I definitely feel like we should go more into that, because something that is heavy is cancel culture. And I want to go into that. That's probably going to be like a whole other episode, because that is, it's getting out of hand, because they're canceling everybody. They're canceling Chris Brown over his good hair comments. All I have to say about that, I feel like your preference is your preference. A lot of people, I don't think Chris meant it in the way that a lot of people took it, but I think Chris was the match that sparked the debate of constant self-hate amongst Black people. But I don't feel like he meant it that way. He definitely made it worse than what it was by responding. You can have your preference, and I say this, and we'll probably get into this later. You can have your preference. It doesn't have to be the darkest Black woman. It doesn't have to be the lightest. She doesn't have to be Black. You can love who you want to love without disrespecting Black women. Like, I'm so tired of the disrespect of Black women. Like, period. That's all I have to say about Christopher.
Christopher. No, seriously. And I love Chris Brown. I've always liked him. I've liked him since, like, the beginning of time. But I love my women better. I love my Black women so much more. And, this whole good hair, bad hair, I just, like I said, I don't get it.
It's tiresome.
It's like, really? Come with something a little better.
We got battles to fight. I don't want to keep talking about hair.
I don't. Like, we got some real shit going on in this world. Definitely. That we could be talking about, and, you know what I'm saying, debating over and getting different perspectives on. And people want to talk about what's good hair and what's not good hair. Shit, it's hair. Because at the end of the day, it's all dead skin. Hair is dead skin, honey. So, still, though, I don't agree, simply. I don't agree. I don't agree with what he said. I think he deserves the trolling that he's getting. I think that's BS. And shoot, the only reason why he probably chose his baby mama is because she, quote-unquote, has good hair. So, bullshit. I call bullshit.
It's hard because you don't expect these people to be perfect, but you expect them to be respectful at the least.
Yeah, definitely. At least for me, I don't expect anyone to be perfect, but
or at least be like accountable.
Don't be disrespectful. Actually, speaking of that, did you see Tokyo Vanity from Love and Hip Hop comment on that and how she was just her issue was kind of what you're saying, like. You know, have your preference, that's fine. But don't renege on what you're saying. Don't try to go back and say that you didn't say
stand
what you said.
Stand
on all 10. So, I definitely agree with that point. If you're going to talk your shit. But stand on it. Because when you go back and try to go, oh, no, I didn't. Now you're looking like a coward. Now you're looking like, you know, your word can't really be.
You're not solid.
It
ain't worth nothing.
Yeah. So, definitely.
Shout out to Tokyo Vanity.
That would be dope if we could get her to talk with us.
I know. I've loved her since Vine.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely love her. And I love what she's doing and bringing to Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Definitely. She definitely brings a real energy to the show.
Like, I'm not going to play with y'all.
Yeah, I'm not going to be on this little BS. Yes,
ma'am.
Like, we're not going to do this. But then it's also, she's gotten better with, like, you know, not letting people take her out of her element and take her. But she's still going to set you straight and let you know what it is and what it ain't. So... Oh, that was a bar.
Okay,
see?
See, Jayla getting better.
Yes.
She might be a ghostwriter one day.
One day.
All right.
I may just be that person, y'all.
All right. But we're going to get out of here. But feel free to reach out to us on our social media.
Definitely. Let us know what you guys consider. If you consider good hair to really be a thing. If you agree with that, that view. And just let us know. Also, like, if anybody, any of our listeners either have had a bully, you know, bully them, if they've been bullies or whatever, definitely engage with us, you guys. Talk
let
to us.
Know.
You
know, what?
Let us know so we can get different perspectives as well.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
So shout out to all the homies and honeys. Yes. We are back. We're coming back with good content, bigger, better than ever. We're super excited to bring to y'all the collabs and our future endeavors. And we just want to thank y'all that's rocking with
us. Thank you. Yeah, for all the viewers that have viewed us so far, definitely thankful, because starting out is definitely, it's humbling. It definitely is. So we appreciate any and everyone that has listened to our podcast. We hope that you listen to it, you know, all the way through, and that you either learn something new or, you know, gained a different perspective or outlook on whatever topics we discussed. And, you know, if you guys have any thoughts, any questions, definitely leave those. We're gonna be uploading these to YouTube soon, so you'll be able to just leave stuff in the comments and stuff. So definitely
engage with us. Appreciate y'all rocking with two young black queens.
Yes.
Okay, from Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm trying to do, and we're doing this independently, and I must say we are doing a really really great job.
Definitely.
We holding it down. Okay?
Period.
And that's on period.
That's 10 toes down always. We will catch you guys on our next episode. Thank you for listening.